Hey friends, welcome to the show. Have you ever wondered what areas of your life need boundaries? If you've ever done a Google search on this topic, the information can be overwhelming. Today I'm going to share with you what I discovered through trial and error and help you decide what areas of your life need boundaries. But first, let's read a review from Minecraft Mad. This podcast left me wanting more. In my new season of life, it reminded me that I needed to get a solid, crystal clear why, and it really made me look into boundaries that needed to be put in place so that I can further my journey to success. Alicia is relatable and full of joy and peace, and I can't wait to dive deeper in the next podcast. Thank you so much. Your review just sets my heart on fire. I love to read them, and I love to read them on the show. If you would like me to read your review on the show, send me a review on Apple Podcast, and I would be happy to read it. It would make me so joyful. Thank you. Hey, and welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, Midwestern mama, and former yes girl. I became an entrepreneur with a 3-month-old baby and a whole lot of dreams. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. When I started my boundary journey, I was quite honestly figuring it out as I went along. But I realized there's no other way to do it. We're all so unique. Our childhoods were all very unique. And though we might walk a similar path, we have a very different upbringing. We have different personality traits. We have different parents, different spouses, different kids. We have different coworkers. We have different boundaries that need to be put in place. Each of us have a different life. Some of you are stay-at-home mamas. Some of you are working full-time. Some of you are somewhere in between. And there's no right or wrong way to approach this. I read a ton of books. I had a ton of mentors. Some knew me, some didn't. A lot of them were people that I found on the internet, and I would binge listen to their information, and it was so helpful for me. And there was going to be times, you know, where things didn't quite resonate with me, and that's okay too. But along this journey, I did find a simple system that worked for me. And yes, I'm still figuring it out, and of course, things are going to change. But I want to share with you what helped me and what areas of your life need boundaries. Boundaries are to keep us safe, happy, healthy, and to protect what we love most. For me personally, after like sifting through all this information, trial and error for many years, these are the three areas that I found for me needed boundaries the most. First is my health, nourishing my body, prioritizing sleep, and working out, because I could not pour from an empty cup, and either can you. You want to pour out to your family, to your friends, you want to do a great job at work, whatever you're working on, but how are you going to pour out if your cup is bone dry? And friends, my cup was bone dry, I'll tell you that much. So I started on a health journey in the midst of all of this. And I don't mean just, you know, a vitamin regimen and a nap. It was a complete and total health journey. I'm talking about mental health and my physical health. I started to protect my mental health by giving myself space, getting up in the morning with a solid morning routine. You guys, I have the best morning routine. I'm going to share this with you guys in a later episode, and I'm going to be setting up an Instagram account here within the next couple months where I'm going to share some videos and some fun things too. So I'll definitely be sharing that a little bit later on. But a little bit about my morning routine is I do get up an hour before anyone in my house wakes up. I have my coffee and I have my journal and Bible time. I pray. I have time to be with my thoughts. And at the end of my regular routine, I sit and I think about my day and I set the intention that I want to have for my day, which sounds, I don't know, maybe a little bit hokey, but it's life-changing. It's so easy to kind of float through life and kind of, let your emotions run you or let other people run you. And when you can be intentional about how you want to show up for yourself first and others, you can pour from a really full cup. And it is a game changer. My health journey, I had found myself about 25 pounds overweight. I was always puffy and bloated and extremely tired. I had chronic sinus infections. And if you guys have never had a sinus infection, it's basically like having the flu. And it's just so miserable. So I went to see a functional doctor and she had found that I had some food allergies. So I was actually out of town with a friend when I got my report back, and she said that I was allergic to chicken eggs, cow milk, and that doesn't mean just milk. I don't drink a cup of milk anymore. Haven't done that for many years since I was a kid, but that means cheese, and that's sad because I really love cheese. I was also allergic to shrimp, scallops, salmon, and wheat. So, you guys, we basically eliminated every food group. I was like, okay, I'm gonna eat meat and lettuce for the rest of my life. But it ended up that I had a condition called leaky gut and SIBO. So basically, what had happened was, I'm assuming, chronic stress played a big role in this. It really affects the ecosystem in your gut. And I had so many rounds of antibiotic that it completely destroyed the good gut bacteria in my stomach. And that was a side effect from all the sinus infections, right? You get a sinus infection, you can't shake it, you go get antibiotics, and it completely wrecked my gut. But she is completely amazing, had me on a really awesome vitamin regimen and supplement, and we were able to correct my gut, and I can now eat any of those things other than shrimp and scallops because I haven't tried that yet. The last time I had shrimp, part of my face went numb, and I decided to just leave that one alone. But I can now eat dairy as long as I don't go crazy, and I can eat eggs again. So that's awesome. I will probably never be able to eat wheat again, but it's okay, right? It's still a pretty big win. But once I discovered what was going on in my health, I was able to correct it, and that was super cool. So my energy levels started to shoot back up. My mental clarity came back full force. And then, after a little time adjusting to that, I decided to cut out a lot of my carbs. So I was eating a whole lot of all the gluten-free goodies. And in the beginning, I was like, "Well, it's gluten-free. It must be good for you." Well, gluten-free cookies are still cookies, and gluten-free bread is still bread. And while those things are perfectly fine and acceptable, I was going a little crazy. So I cut out most of my carbs, other than from, vegetables and things like that, and some fruit. And then I also cut out sugar for the most part. And I lost 20 pounds. And I feel so much better. And the puffiness was inflammation in my body. I was able to get that down. And while I still have a little bit to go, I'm in a lot better place, and it didn't take that long. So if you're finding yourself in a place where your health is a little bit not so great, you could be in a better place in 3 months, literally, if you just got into a new routine, prioritized your health, put boundaries on your health, If you like to work out at the gym, if you put a boundary on that time, for instance, these days a week, put them in your calendar and commit to those times to go to the gym. Even if your family's like, can you do this or let's do this, or somebody is pulling at you and needing you maybe from work or anything like that, just commit to your boundaries and love yourself enough to put a boundary on your health. Because if you don't have mental and physical health, what do you have? That's really the main thing. If we aren't healthy and have mental clarity, how are we going to move forward in any good way? So the second thing was the second area where I really needed boundaries was setting up, it was my work life, and I needed to set up simple business systems. And I needed to say no to opportunities that didn't align with my principles and goals. So, quite some time back, I started using an online booking system where I would book my clients and it would send them reminders, which would give them everything they needed for their appointment. So if they forgot their appointment date, which I do all the time, I totally get that, they could look on an app, see when their appointment date is. It really helped with a lot of extra back and forth on the phone. And then I also picked one day a week where I did all my supply shopping. And then there was never this running to-do list in my mind. I just wrote down on the list everything I needed as I ran out during the week. And then this certain day of the week is my shopping day. And I know I'm always prepared and I don't have to scramble or ever be in a place where I am without what I need. I also got a second phone. So I now have a personal phone and I have a work phone. And this is probably the best thing I've ever done for my work life boundary, because now I can truly leave work. I make sure that I have all my messages answered and everyone is happy and taken care of. And I can actually just shut that off. So I'm literally shutting work off. And then I can go about my day and set my intention to go and be with my family or whatever the next thing is. Maybe it's the gym, whatever it is, I can now compartmentalize work and then move on to the next thing, which is really great for you entrepreneurs out there because juggling business and home life, it can be kind of tough, but putting a few boundaries into place will definitely be a game changer. The third area I needed boundaries in was my personal life. I learned to say no to most things to protect my family time because being a present wife, mom, and daughter, and friend means the world to me. I learned how to not let other people dictate my time and my energy. You guys, this is so huge. People don't do it on purpose and they're doing it out of love and they just want to be with you usually. But we only have 24 hours in a day. We only have a certain amount of energy. So we need to conserve it for what matters most to us, right? That's the whole reason of a boundary, to protect what we love most. So, guys, does any of this resonate with you? Are there any areas in your life that need boundaries? Do you need boundaries in your health, in your business, in your personal life? If you're a human, I bet the answer is yes. So, something that really helped me, it's a really cool little exercise, maybe you guys might like to do it too, is I wrote myself a letter of what success looks like for me. There's no right or wrong way. Everybody's, vision of success is going to be completely different. But I wrote down what success means to me. And I have it in my office where I can look at it and it stays top of mind. And when I am introduced to a new idea or a project or an opportunity, I will look at my letter. And if it doesn't align with what success means to me, it's a no. It's a simple no, and that's okay. It's okay to say no, and it's actually extremely necessary to say no. So together, you and I are going to keep getting better at that. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I appreciate you so much. You're doing so good. And I will be back next week. And as always, I'm rooting for you. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with a friend who may be craving more work-life balance in her own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you, and it helps other mamas find the show. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time.